welcome to the Busy Gamer podcast for the week of July 25th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
StarCraft II Wings of Liberty for Mac and PC,
BlazBlue Continuum Shift and Clash of the Titans for PS3 and Xbox 360,
Ark Rise Fantasia and Chuck E. Cheese's Party Games for Wii,
and Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar, Galaxy Racers, I Love Beauty Hollywood Makeover, and Girls Only for Nintendo DS.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Little League World Series 2010 for DS, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
Samantha Swift for Nintendo DS.
Trackmania for DS and Wii.
And for iPhone and iPad, you can get Castlevania Puzzle Encore of the Night, Cat Run, Drift Mania Championship, Foosball HD, Fruit Ninja HD, Golf Putt Pro, Magnetic Shaving Derby, So Long Oregon, Let's Go Find El Dorado, Spider, Bryce Manor HD, Train Conductor 2 USA, and the free game/marketing promo for Tron.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our July 19th roundup on the site. Giveaways.
Each week we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, so you actually have nearly a week to enter.
This week, to reward you for getting word out on last week's giveaway via Twitter, we have One Chambara Bikini Zombie Slayers.
Loosely translated from the original Japanese, it means Big Sister Sword Fighting. And, well, you get the rest. Bikinis, zombies, and blood so thick you'll need to frequently clean your sword. This Wii-exclusive sequel features Wiimote hack-and-slash action, and, best of all, you can win it for free.
Want to earn more chances to win? Get up to 4 entries by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Seriously, no one has reviewed the podcast in a month, and yet people have won with bonus entries. It's fair game to update your existing review, with or without changes.
Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, July 28th.
Last week's winners:
Tebow23 won Dead Space Downfall on Blu-ray,
Jean-Patrick Dye won Resident Evil on DVD,
and Travis won the Crackdown 2 Agency Helicopter Avatar Accessory. Comment of the week:
in his winning entry for the Crackdown 2 Avatar Accessory code, Travis wrote,
"I really like Crackdown 2 multiplayer. Very fun playing with 3 other people and screwing around blowing up stuff with helicopters. However, there needs to be a boot option. I want random people to join my game, but I don't want to be excessively betrayed. Also, single-player story is horrible. That's not why I purchased the game. Thanks for the giveaway." Microsoft revealed pricing for the Kinect Motion Control Camera launching November 4th, and, surprise, it's $150. Basically, the price that retailers have been leaking since June. The only real news is that there's a pack-in game, Kinect Adventures, which looked really promising at E3. It's an amusement park game with sliding platforms and whitewater rafting. The other Xbox 360 news is that a $200 version of its new Slim console launches August 3rd with 4 GB of internal memory and no hard drive. Before you rush out and buy one of these to replace your aging 360 with a hard drive, you should know that the older hard drives apparently do not fit the new Slim models. And there are no Slim-compatible hard drives for sale separately, so if you need a hard drive, you should get the Slim that has a 250GB hard drive included. If, like us, you upgraded your older Xbox 360 to a 250GB drive, well, too bad. Frankly, that's going to stop us from getting a Slim anytime soon.
We learned that Rock Band 3 launches October 26th with 83 songs. There are some pre-order offers listed in our July 21st news post, but, frankly, they're all pretty weak sauce. There are some free downloadable songs worth about $6, or you can get a $10 credit and exclusive in-game guitar. What's really missing is a deal for the die-hard fans who want the game on day one, plus all or most of the new instruments. As usual, Harmonix and EA are punishing us by releasing the keyboard bundle later, and nothing so far has been announced that includes the new guitar and drums with the game. Capcom revealed the details of the Dead Rising 2 K-Zero game, which acts as an interactive intro for the retail game launching in late September. You'll be able to get it from Xbox Live for $5 on August 31st. I'm already blocking out my schedule.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
Here's Pikachu fan with a 7-year-old's review of LEGO Harry Potter on the Nintendo DS.
I'm reviewing LEGO Harry Potter. I love it. It's so good. And I got past the whole game. Compared to the other LEGO games I have played, it's the best. Because, for one thing, there's potions. Next, there's transfiguration. Broom lessons. Except you only need to use it a few times. Sometimes, it may help you get some really cool things. I love the storytelling. There's even a new free play model. I forgot. Now I remember. Thanks! The thing that makes it special to me is you can do free play with all your characters even locked, and one of the characters is Harry Potter. One Ron Weasley casual. Hermione casual. For some reason, I like playing as Dudley, because he has super strength. He can help me get past many places. You can use free play to have Dudley come at Hogwarts, and you would be like, Harry? Yeah, when you're actually playing as Dudley. He should be saying, Dudley, keep out of Gryffindor and go back to Slytherin or something. Anyways, my favorite story of Harry Potter was the fourth because of the third task. I also like the second one in Tom Riddle's diary because you play as Tom Riddle. But the thing that I don't like about that is what Hagrid says. Aragog hasn't hurt anyone, he says really sadly. And it's true for the time. But no, Tom Riddle kept going. And at the end, he says, Run, Aragog! Sometimes I actually literally catch the spider, but he goes right through me. I think that's kind of weird. Room of Requirement. It has all the characters for free play that you've bought. You can switch characters by tapping the pen on other characters. And at the other place, I don't even have to buy them. It's for free! Free, people! Free! Maybe it's because you're the boy who lived.
What we're playing.
So while I agree that the individual game, the career campaign for Crackdown 2 is pretty weak sauce. I've actually kind of been playing it all the time. It's become my afternoon break. And I think it's partly that it's, in a way, solitaire, but a really violent, horrifying solitaire that involves killing zombies and jumping up really high buildings.
You want to say anything about Limbo?
I've been asked to say a word about Limbo, so I will say a word. Sucks.
Well, I really tried to like Limbo, but I've been fooled by this internet buzz before. And $15 is a little high for an impulse buy. The game looks promising with its insidious yet solvable puzzles. You control a little boy wandering through a bleak gray landscape populated by traps and hazards and giant spiders. Spiders. Why did it have to be spiders? But it wasn't the spiders that put me off. I've actually played through the demo 3 times now, and that's the problem. It's way too short, and doesn't give you much of an emotional connection with the character you control. If I felt anything for this boy, I'd probably have hit the X button to purchase and unlock the full version. But just as it starts to get interesting, they drop you out of the action and show you a marketing video. I might still break down and get this eventually. They'd have me if it was $10. But for now, I'm going to finish Crackdown 2 and Plants vs. Zombies. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. DLC highlights.
New WiiWare games include Aquaspace, Furry Legends, and Hoop World. Still nothing new on Virtual Console.
For DSi, you can download Crazy Sudoku, Happy Birthday Mart, Hospital Havoc, Pets Kittens, and Scrabble Tools.
The PlayStation Store has more Marvel costumes for Little Big Planet, including Thor, Spider-Man, and Elektra, plus a Kane and Lynch 2 demo, but only for PlayStation Plus subscribers.
Xbox 360 Marketplace launched Limbo and the free Destination Arcade browser, designed to help you find deals and essentially upsell you more Xbox Live Arcade games based on popularity and the types of games you like. UGO reports that it looks pretty bad on a standard def TV, and it's apparently only going to work through the Summer of Arcade promotion period. But you can unlock a cool dragon avatar buddy by using the app to find details on Altered Beast or the Magic the Gathering game.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve a full entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each week that you listen.
Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win a Wii game featuring a bikini-clad warrior defeating zombies with her dual swords. Just do it.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at BusyGamerNews.com, WAC Podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
You need to get Hermione Casual. You need to collect it if you want it. And Harry Potter Casual. And there's Harry Potter Hogwarts, Ron Hogwarts, and Hermione Hogwarts.